This is Stephen Strang, and welcome to the Strang Report for Thursday, March 17th, 2022. It's St. Patrick's Day, and even though this will be listened to long after Patrick's Day has passed, I wanted to share some things about Patrick himself. You know, there were a lot of miracles that happened in the man's life, and that's what I'm going to talk about today, rather than all the stuff that you normally hear about. A lot of people celebrate leprechauns and four-leaf clovers and wearing the color green. I even read that the Plumbers Union in Chicago dyes the river green for the holiday. But if St. Patrick were alive today, he would use this day to celebrate Jesus, the gospel, and the miraculous things that God did for him to help him spread the good news of Jesus to what was then the barbaric island of Ireland. You don't want to miss this, so stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Well, welcome back. I'm not an expert on Patrick, but I have been intrigued by him over the years. I've been to Ireland and learned a few things. And when St. Patrick's Day rolled around, I decided I would have a little fun, a little bit different kind of podcast, and share the miracles that history recounts about Patrick. So I did some research and eliminated the things that are obviously myth and focused on the spiritual side of this rather remarkable historic man. Patrick lived in Britain in the 4th century AD. Before he turned 16 years old, the town where Patrick and his family holidayed by the sea was attacked by Irish pirates. They sold Patrick to a Druid chieftain. I have his name here. I'm not sure I'm going to say it right. Mlew of Schlemmick. I guess I should have done research on pronunciation. And although he grew up in a Christian home, he never really made a decision to follow Christ until he was kidnapped and sold into slavery. So I found 6 miracles that I thought I would share with you. These are things that are not widely known. First miracle is that he prayed that the Holy Spirit would keep him warm and full of energy, even in the harsh conditions. He was given the task of herdsman. Here's what he writes in his autobiography. "But after I had come to Ireland, it was then that I was made to shepherd the flocks by day after day. And as I did, I would pray all the time, right through the day. More and more the love of God and the fear of him grew within me. And as my faith grew, so the Spirit became more and more active. In snow and frost and rain, I could barely notice any discomfort. I was never slack, but always full of energy. It's clear to me now that this was due to the Spirit within me." End quote. The second miracle, he claimed to have dreams that showed him how to escape slavery. In one dream, he heard a voice say, "Soon you will be returning to your own country." In a second dream, he heard, "Come and see where your ship is waiting for you." So at 22 years old, Patrick escaped slavery. He said, quote, "I turned on my heel and ran away, leaving behind me the man who I had been bound to for 6 years. Yet I came away with him in the power of God, for it was he who was guiding my every step for the best. And so I felt not the least anxiety until I reached the ship." End quote. The third miracle, God gave food to Patrick when he was escaping. During part of his journey, he and his friends from the ship had to journey on land for 28 days. When they ran out of food, the captain challenged Patrick to ask God for food. Patrick prayed. And when the men turned around, a herd of pigs had appeared. He and his friends feasted for days. The fourth miracle. As Patrick studied to become a priest, God asked him to return to Ireland by giving him a dream where the other slaves were shouting, Holy breath of a boy, we beg you, come back and walk once again among us. His family, his friends, and church leaders were obviously opposed to him going back. They knew that the Druids were so evil that they had weaved runaway slaves into giant wicker baskets and suspended them over fires. The fifth miracle, God kept him safe as the Druids tried to poison him and spear him to death. Miracle 6. With God's help, Patrick drove most of cultic Druid practices out of Ireland. It became, of course, a Christian nation. Today, it is overwhelmingly Roman Catholic, and they're very devout people, and they have come to revere Patrick as their patron saint. And of course, as so many Irish immigrated to America, they brought their love of Patrick with them. And Patrick is a name that everyone knows. Everyone knows St. Patrick. His name is as well known or maybe better known than St. Valentine or a few other saints like Augustine who have become part of our cultural awareness and narrative. And because we are all about the Holy Spirit and God changing lives and God doing miracles, and we believe that these miracles and gifts of the Spirit are renewed in our day, it's good to think about that God was doing miracles in 400 AD, a long time ago, in a faraway place. And I hope this encourages you this St. Patrick's Day. I hope that you will go to charismanews.com or charismamag.com and see the article that I've written, share it with friends. As I wrap up this short history about Patrick, I want to share two things that I actually have at my home and that I see on a regular basis. One of them is called St. Patrick's Breastplate. It's a small framed poem. It's actually part of a much longer poem that's become very familiar to many people. And I found a little place in my gym, not far from where I let the dogs out to walk. And as I do so, I see it and will often stop to read it. And here's what it says. Christ be with me. Christ be in me. Christ behind me, Christ before me, Christ beside me, Christ to win me, Christ to comfort and restore me, Christ beneath me, Christ above me, Christ in quiet, Christ in danger, Christ in hearts of all that love me, Christ in mouth of friend and stranger. And as I said, the entire St. Patrick's Breastplate is much, much longer. You can Google it if you're interested. And then there's this cute little thing that has nothing to do with Patrick, but it's an old Gaelic blessing, and I think it's cute and a little bit funny. And here's how it goes. May those who love us, and those who don't love us, may God turn their hearts. And if he doesn't turn their hearts, may he turn their ankles so that we will know them by their limping. As always, thank you for listening to the Strang Report today. It's continuing to grow. More than 1.5 million downloads in the last 2.5 months. It's amazing what's happening. And it's because people like you come day after day and because you share it with friends. If you listen to it on Spotify or iTunes or really any of the platforms, be sure to subscribe or to like it. Sometimes you can leave a little review. That seems to help us in the rankings, and it helps get the word out. I'm doing my best to try to share with people interesting stories day after day about life in the Spirit. Recently, I interviewed Chuck Pierce. I also did an interview on cancel culture. And today, a little look into history about a famous saint named Patrick.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com.